SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, family, friends and politicians mourn the security guard killed in the Bondi stabbing attack. Growing calls for a national domestic violence strategy, and in football, Manchester City keep their hunt for a fourth straight Premier League title alive. Good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News. Relatives, friends and politicians have gathered to mourn the loss of Faraz Tahir, the security guard who died in the Westfield Bondi Junction stabbing attack. Mr. Tahir's close family, who travelled from Pakistan, were reunited with his body for a public prayer service organised by the Ahmadiyya Muslim community at the Marsden Park Mosque. Fellow security guard Muhammad Taha, who is still recovering from injuries sustained in the attack, came from hospital to pay his respects to his former colleague. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and New South Wales Premier Chris Minns were among the politicians to attend. Imam Imanul Ul Haq Qasa, who is the national president of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, says their presence was recognition of Tahir's heroic sacrifice in confronting the attacker.
Although he was a stranger in this country, you can say in one way, but, you know, he sacrificed his life for all Australians. He was a very brave person from the very childhood. When he saw that people are panic, he rushed to him and he grabbed him. This is the way, you know, he sacrificed his life.
The National Women's Safety Alliance says governments need to do more to address gender-based violence. This comes after two women have allegedly been killed this week by men known to them, with 31 women killed this year in Australia. The New South Wales government will review the state's bail laws after the death of 28-year-old woman Molly Ticehurst, allegedly murdered by her former partner, who was out on bail for domestic violence charges at the time. Executive Director of the National Women's Safety Alliance, Catherine Burney, has told SBS News violence against women is a national emergency.
I think it's fair to say that we're in a state of national emergency when we look at male violence and gender-based violence. Our frontline services, who I represent, are at max capacity. We are in a crisis and we need solutions quickly, not in another 6 months.
Channel 7 has reached an undisclosed settlement with a Sydney man wrongly identified on air as the Bondi Junction attacker. 20-year-old university student Ben Cohen had engaged defamation lawyers and sent the channel a concerns notice after he was falsely named as the attacker on 7's Sunrise program on April the 14th. Police later identified 40-year-old Joel Couchy from Queensland as the attacker behind the deaths of six people at Westfield Bondi Junction. In a statement, a spokesperson from Channel 7 said the network had apologised to Mr. Cohen and the parties had reached a settlement on confidential terms. Deputy Opposition Leader Susan Lee says she supports Elon Musk's comments that Australia has no business policing the internet internationally. Mr. Musk's company is in a legal battle with Australia's eSafety Commissioner over a takedown order for graphic videos depicting the stabbing of a bishop in Western Sydney. The company's legal challenge stipulates it doesn't believe the commissioner should have ordered the posts be banned in Australia, as they don't encourage or provoke violence and sit within public debate and discussion. Susan Lee, who previously said she was disappointed by Mr. Musk's behaviour, told Channel 7 Australia can't control what happens overseas.
We can't apply our laws internationally, and that's patently obvious. We can't make sure that other countries don't see what we would like to protect Australians from seeing. So I support we all support the eSafety Commission at keeping Australians safe online, but we recognise that we can't be the internet police for the whole world.
In football, Manchester City have recorded another big win to keep their hunt for an unprecedented entered fourth straight Premier League title alive. 23-year-old Phil Foden has continued his career best scoring season with two goals in City's 4-0 thrashing of Brighton. City are second with five games remaining, one more than first-placed Arsenal and third-placed Liverpool. City coach Pep Guardiola told Optus Sport he thinks all three teams are still involved in the title race.
Many things can happen. So what happened in Liverpool that dropped two games against Crystal Palace and yesterday against Everton can happen to us, can happen to Arsenal. Nobody's safe for that.
Meanwhile, leaders Arsenal will take on arch-rivals Tottenham Hotspur, led by former Socceroos coach Ange Postecoglou, in a crucial fixture this weekend. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. That's the latest from the SBS newsroom. And remember to check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth, where you can get special features as well as analysis of the day in news.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.